Hey, news of the day, or some of the news of the day, has been plenty getting around, is that Adam Treloar has had his post-season meeting with GWS and his preferred club is the Collingwood Football Club. Peter Blucher is Adam Treloar's manager and he's joined us on Melbourne Tome of Footy. Good on you, Pete. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Is that basically how it played out, Peter?
Yeah, well, we had a meeting with Gabby Allen and Leon Cameron a matter of 5 or 10 minutes ago. And we informed them that after 5 terrific years in Sydney, he's decided that the lure of home and footy heartland and friends and family, you know, is such that he wants to go home. And after, I guess, weighing up some extraordinary generous offers from a lot of clubs, really, he's made a decision to prefer to go to Collingwood.
Pete, how many clubs did you speak to?
I'm not sure that it's really relevant. Lots is probably the best answer.
Yep.
Peter, was Richmond ever his preferred club?
We only spoke to seriously the Melbourne-based clubs. I mean, we had offers from interstate, but he was never ever considering going anywhere else but coming home.
What about the Tigers for KB's sanity?
The whole Richmond, proposal and approach was fantastic. And as Adam sort of said, I wanted to go to a lot of clubs because everyone was really so good to him and so generous to him. And he's an incredibly humble young man. He's a good player. He's a better person. And he found it really hard to say no to anybody. And Richmond was certainly one of those clubs. And I guess they were rightfully disappointed because that was the first call we made after we advised GWS of what we're doing. And, end of the day, he had to make a call and he came up black and white.
Pete, when did he decide that he was going home?
I reckon in his heart he made the decision to go home probably a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
And he made a decision to go to Collingwood, I reckon, about an hour ago.
Why Collingwood, Pete?
I'm not sure that it's really going to be in anyone's best interest to start talking about specific reasons. I mean, as I said, he could have gone to a number of clubs and he just chose Collingwood, and I reckon we might leave it at that.
It seems, Pete, that maybe Collingwood's the right fit as far as draft picks and players that could move north and south.
What we are is very comfortable and very confident, having spoken to the Collingwood people, that they will be able to get a fair and reasonable trade done. And that's all. I mean, part of the whole process is that GWS are suitably rewarded for the 5 years they've invested in making him what he is today. And you know, if they couldn't get the deal done, it doesn't matter who you pick. If they can't get there, it doesn't matter. So we're very, very comfortable that the Collingwood people will get a fair deal done.
Pete, I would have assumed that the Giants would have known that this news was coming. How did they take it?
Oh, I think they were suitably disappointed, but I think you're right. I mean, generally, everyone says this, but if you've got an offer on the table and it's not accepted by a reasonable time, then probably the expectation is that you're going. And that, in the end, that was the case. But Adam found it really, really hard because he loves his place. He was incredibly emotional as he walked out the door. But that's because he is a good person and he loves his place. And, he'll be good at the next club as well.
From a manager's perspective, Pete, do you think that clubs and individual players should be able to talk openly to other clubs about possible trades and more information and more time given for clubs to prepare themselves for news such as this?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, I live in Brisbane where the rugby league world is it's all up front and open and you're signing with the club for next year while you're playing this year. And I just think that's a little bit distasteful. I think the AFL system's pretty good, really, and sometimes you do live with, I guess a bit of intrigue, but to me that adds to the whole thing a bit. It's been an interesting process. KB said what KB said, and then the next week someone else was saying it was Collingwood, and no one really knew because Adam didn't know. It's part of the football media saturation that we all sort of live and at times love and at times find pretty intrusive.
So he only knew what club he was going to 1 hour ago.
Well, that's what he told me. I mean, he's had a challenging time in that it was a massive decision. I mean, he will never make a bigger decision in his life. He's already found the right girl, so that he's got that right.
Oh.
And they've been together since they were 15. I mean, Kelsey's come up to Sydney with him and they look forward to going back together. The next biggest decision in his life where he's going to play footy, because the expectation is now that if he gets to Collingwood, we assume he will, then that's where he'll play out his days. He's only 22. He's got 10-plus years. So it's a huge decision. But as I said, he found it a really hard one to make. And until he had to make it, and I said, mate, it's time, he hadn't made it. And that's just the way he is.
Once the trade period gets here, Peter, do you have a feeling that it'll be the first trade done?
I don't know. It's going to be a complicated process. I think with live picks, with future picks, and perhaps with players who may be in play, there's lots and lots of ways you can do it, and who knows what something else might happen that complicates the process. I reckon that's a chance, but we're certainly very, very confident that they'll find a way to get it done.
Pete, thanks for taking our call.
Pleasure. Cheers.
Good on you. Peter Blucher there, Adam Treloar's manager.